Push-pull operational strategies. Two basic operational strategies include being forecast-driven or being demand-driven. An organization with different business units might adopt different push-pull strategies for different product types. The choice of how to drive supply and demand planning is also part of a broader supply chain strategy. Suppliers and intermediate customers will often need to support this strategy in their own planning and systems. Strategy, forecast-driven enterprise. In a forecast-driven enterprise, the manufacturer or service supplier uses a forecast, an estimate of future demand, as the basis of its organizational strategy. When a supply chain works in response to forecasts, it's called a push system, defined as follows in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. 1. In production, the production of items at required times based on a given schedule planned in advance. 2. In material control, the issuing of material according to a given schedule or issuing material to a job order at its start time. 3. In distribution, a system for replenishing field warehouse inventories where replenishment decision-making is centralized, usually at the manufacturing site or central supply facility. Everything in a push system is pushed downstream from one point to the next according to schedules based on the forecasts. The supplier delivers components in the amounts determined by the schedule to inventory, where they await use in manufacturing. The plant turns them into finished products and pushes the products to the distribution center or the retailer, where they await an order from downstream. Here is the complicating factor. It is difficult to know what customer requirements will be from day to day, month to month, quarter to quarter, and so on. If a manufacturer knew its customers were going to need 1,000 SKUs, stock keeping units, every Wednesday afternoon, then getting those products to customers at the right time and place would be a matter of simple calculation based upon lead times for production and delivery. The manufacturer would look at the bill of material, determine the lead time for each item listed, and submit schedules to its suppliers. Unfortunately, it's difficult to predict even the most stable demand, say for a product like diapers. There is some variability in demand for diapers, even though they aren't subject to seasonal changes and are in demand in all economic cycles. However, they are subject to the bullwhip effect, which involves the variability at each supply chain stage being magnified at each stage back up the chain due to lack of information on why the variability is occurring. That's why Procter & Gamble provides vendor-managed inventory, VMI, to Walmart to plan for demand and replenishment of diapers. In situations outside this kind of partnership, forecasting along the supply chain may work like this. The retailer forecasts demand from parents who purchase diapers. The wholesaler forecasts demand from all its retailers. The manufacturer forecasts demand from the wholesale distributors. The component suppliers forecast demand from manufacturers. The raw materials suppliers forecast demand from the component manufacturers. The bullwhip effect affects all manner of supply chains that are based on serial forecasting by each independent division or company that touches the product as it travels from raw material to finished good. Communication of little more than orders, failure to communicate actual demand, plus over-reliance on forecasts are root causes of the bullwhip effect. One solution to the bullwhip effect then is better visibility in both directions, but especially of promotions, orders to replenish safety stock, and other information on actual demand. Another solution is to rely less on forecasting, which is the purpose of the next strategy discussed. Strategy, demand-driven enterprise. Since the bullwhip effect is driven by demand forecasts, a solution is to replace the forecasts with actual demand information to the degree this is feasible. This isn't necessarily a simple matter, but supply chain professionals have developed demand-driven techniques for letting actual orders, not forecasts, drive production and distribution while maintaining strategic buffers of inventory in key locations rather than spreading inventory throughout the system. Demand-driven planning, DDP, and its key ordering method, demand-driven material requirements, planning, DDMRP, are central elements of many of these models. DDMRP is defined as a method for planning material needs that enables a company to build more closely to actual market requirements. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. DDP and DDMRP are discussed more elsewhere. The demand-driven supply network is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a situation in which a customer purchase initiates real-time information flows through the supply chain that consequently cause movement of product through the network. It is type of pull system, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as follows. 1. In production, the production of items only as demanded for use or to replace those taken for use. 2. In material control, the withdrawal of inventory is demanded by the using operations. Material is not issued until a signal comes from the user. 3. In distribution, a system for replenishing field warehouse inventories in which replenishment decisions are made at the field warehouse itself, not at the central warehouse or plant. Lean and its subset, just-in-time, JIT, are other important examples of pull systems. These are addressed elsewhere. In the demand-driven supply chain, supply management is focused on customer demand. Instead of manufacturers planning their operations based on factory capacity and asset utilization, the demand-driven supply model uses a customer-centric approach that allows demand to drive supply chain planning and execution, moving the push-pull frontier, as it's called, back up the supply chain at least to the factory, but often to first-tier suppliers too. Instead of producing to the forecast and sending finished products to inventory, the production process is based on actual demand information. There is, in other words, no fixed production schedule in a strictly demand-driven supply chain. Product is turned out only in response to actual orders on demand, in other words. This often leads to a decrease in lead times due to the ability to better anticipate incoming orders from the retailer. Even deliveries of raw material are determined using actual demand information. Note, however, that suppliers may still need to rely on forecasts to determine their production. The art of forecasting remains crucial, even in a demand-driven supply chain. The challenge in changing from forecast-driven, push systems to demand-driven, pull systems is in reducing inventory without also lowering customer satisfaction. When a demand-driven system is set up and managed properly, it can actually enhance customer service while reducing costs. But stockouts are a risk. In the forecast-push process, the risk is related to the buildup of inventory all along the supply chain. Not only does inventory cost money while it sits in a retail stockroom, distribution center, or pre-production storage area, it runs the risk of becoming obsolete or irrelevant for a number of reasons. In a world of rapid innovation, inventory obsolescence is a real threat. Season closeout sales and discount resellers are ways of clearing out overstock. Magazine distributors destroy huge quantities of monthly magazines when they come back from retail outlets. Since magazines are inexpensive to produce and destroy compared to their retail price, the distributors would rather destroy 10 copies than miss one sale. Those are the results of producing to forecasts that no one trusts and purposely overstocking in case of unexpectedly high demand. In the demand pull model, on the other hand, the risk is that orders will begin to come in above capacity, and all along the supply chain, there will be expensive activity to run the plant overtime, expedite more and faster transportation, or convince customers to wait or accept a substitute product. Running short of stock is also a risk in the forecast-driven supply chain. Forecasts can be wrong in either direction. Demand-driven enterprises therefore establish strategic inventory buffers and monitor the size of those buffers so that throughput can be kept high enough to satisfy most demand while keeping aggregate levels of inventory very low. They also rely more on make-to-order or assemble-to-order whenever feasible. In reality, most organizations pursue a push-pull strategy, and the point where push moves to pull is the key strategic decision. Once that decision has been made, building a demand-driven enterprise can require significant changes in all supply chain processes. The following are some major steps. Provide access to real demand data along the supply chain for greater visibility of the end customer. The first requirement is to replace the forecasts with real data. The only supply chain partner with access to these data firsthand is the retailer, and retailers in the past have been no more willing to share business data than any other company. The other partners lack visibility, one of the main supply chain principles promoted by ASCM. They simply cannot see what's going on with the end customer, but visibility is required in a pull system. With point-of-sale scanning, or radio frequency identification, RFID, a retailer can transfer customer activity data to its suppliers continuously. Instead of producing to a forecast, manufacturers with immediate signals from the front lines can plan one day's production runs at the end of the prior day. They produce just enough to replace the sold items. Establish trust and promote collaboration among supply chain partners. Collaboration is implied in the sharing of information. But more is at stake than simply sharing sales information. Partners may have to invest in new technology and develop new systems to be able to use the real-time data. With orders going out without a schedule, all processes will have to be altered. Warehousing, less storage needed, packaging, shipping, and planning will all be handled differently in the new system. In return for the real-time data and subsequent reduction of inventory, suppliers and distributors have to agree to change their processes in whatever way necessary to make the new system function at the desired level of customer service. Increase agility of trade partners. Because the inventory buffers will be much reduced in this demand-driven supply chain, the trade partners need to develop agility, the ability to respond to the variability in the flow of orders based on sales. The plant, for example, may have to undergo considerable change if it has to produce several different kinds of products under the new circumstances. When making the forecast, a plant can run a larger volume of each product to send to inventory. When making to order, the plant may have to produce several different types of products in a day. There will be no room for long changeover times between runs of different products. Therefore, equipment, processes, work center layouts, staffing or siting, or all these things, may have to change to create the capacity required to handle the new system. Gartner's annual supply chain report, the AMR Supply Chain Top 25 for 2021, ranks the top 25 demand-driven supply chains, thereby underscoring the importance of this and other cutting-edge supply chain strategies. A link to this report is provided in the Online Resource Center.